Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning, Purim night, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today, Shabbos, Erev Purim, today's daf was daf Chaf Dalet. We left off at the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph at the words Tanya, about nine lines down at the dot. Tanya, a gut vach and a freilich Purim to David Yoshua, to Tzvika, to Dr. Joe, the star of the DRS Purim spiel, to Reuven from Harrisburg, and to Moshe David HaKoyen. Wow, what Mesiris Nefesh. Six holy Jews getting together to study Hashem's holy Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see the Mesiris Nefesh that we have for his Torah, and he should deliver all of our hostages to freedom and give us all a turn around the terrible decree that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should go out free, and the Chayalim should be safe. Here we go. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Modi Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Now, what did Rabbi Shimon Elazar say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Kol Kli Anpuria, any new keli, you can keep it. Ein chayv lahachriz. Kli Anpuria, ein chayv lahachriz. Now, the Gemara in yesterday's daf said this meant that a Talmud Chacham normally has a Tvius Ayin. A good Tivach and a Freilichem Purim, Reb Mordechai. Ah, here we go. Look at this Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. Purim night at 12:30 at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our Mesiris Nefesh. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the Mishnah had said, Kol Kli An Puria is Ein Chayv Lahachriz. If it's a new Kli, so you're allowed to keep it. And we said, because even a Talmud Chacham, who normally you could give back an object, B'tfiyas Ayin, if he recognizes it, but if it's a brand new Kli, he's not going to recognize it. So Tanya, Moda Reb Shimon Elazar, B'kelim Chadashim Shesavatana Ayin, there's certain types of new Kelim that he could get, he could recognize, even if it's new. Shechayev Lahachriz. So those, if you have Talmid Chacham in your neighborhood, you are going to be Chayev Lahachriz. And the following kelim are new kelim that you will not, the Talmud Chacham will not be able to recognize. She'enan chayv lahachris, so you can keep them. Kagon bade machten vitzinorios. A row, like a branch, hanging with needles or forks, the machrozos shel kardumos, or also a row of axes, like a branch that's holding a whole bunch of axes. So that is considered to be something that you're not chayv lahachriz, because he's not going to be able to recognize them so quickly. Now, before we go on, a whole bunch of things about this. Number one, who is Reb Shimon Elazar admitting to? Umod Reb Shimon Elazar became chadashin. So the Ritva writes, he's being moded to himself, because everyone agrees, Reb Shimon Elazar, that a new Kli, the Talmud Chacham, is not going to recognize. But he admits to himself that if it's a new Kli that he could recognize, then he'd have to be Machriz. That's the way the Ritva understands. Tosfos, however, take a look at the top Tosfos. So Moda Reb Shimon became Sotavayim. The Kamar Moda, from the fact that he says he admits, sounds like he admits to Chachamim. Sounds like he's admitted to Chachamim. Mashma demode de la rabbanon. We become more than mashma de la rabbanon. I feel low svatana ayin chayv lahakris. According to Chachamim, even if it's a new kli that a Talmud Chacham doesn't really have time to know, still you have to be machris. V'chein matzina b'rabba b'abrachana don perakama itvius enis to begave. V'get lo, it was by a get. Rabba Rachana said, return the get to me, because he recognizes it, but a get, he didn't have too much time to recognize it, and yet you do give it back to him. We never find the Chachamim actually saying that any new Kli, a Talmud Chacham, can have a Tfiyah Sayin, so you can have to be Machriz. Well, so Tosa says, no, it's actually true. Rabbanan do say that. Since the Mishnah taught you cases of Krichos and Igule Dvela and Machrozos, which are things that it's not usual that a person will recognize, that sounds like things that it would that you would recognize, even if it's brand new, you'd have to be machriz if you found them in a place where there's a lot of rabbis. So says Tosfos. Let's continue. Kol elu she'amru, the Brayis adds another thing. Kol elu she'amru, all these things that a rabbi, you're going to give it back if he recognizes it. Emesai mutarin, when are you allowed to keep it? Bizman shemitzan echad echad, if you find one row of them or one string of them, because those were standard amounts, so there's no simen. Avol mitzan shnayim shnayim, but if you found them two at a time, chayv lahachriz, because then the Talmud Chacham can tell you how many there were, and that would be the simen. Says the Gemara, my bade. Why does it say bade machtin, a branch of needles or forks? What's bade? Soche, a branch. Vamai karle bade. Why is it called a bad, a branch? David tell the baby, because a bad is something that other things hang from it. So all these needles are hanging from this one branch. That's the way they used to keep these needles. David the tell bimidi, bad karle is called a bad. Yeah, who does not hasam, like we learned in a Mishnah in Sukkah, ola echad bibad echad. If there's one leaf on one branch of a hadas, then it's kosher. According to one opinion, we don't hold that way. And the Braisa continues another halacha. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar taught us another halacha. Hamatzil min ha'ari min adov min anomer min abadalich. If a person finds a lost object that a lion was about to chop, and he saves it, somebody else's lost object that a lion got, but you save it. You save it from the lion or from a bear or from a leopard or from a bartalus. What's a bartalus? A hyena. I didn't realize that. Some say it's a hyena. So says the art scroll. Umenzuto shel yam, or from an ocean that overflows, right? It's high tide and it washes away some stuff and you grab it. Umishlisa shel nar, or a river that goes over its banks. And similarly, and this is going to be the topic of the whole first Amud today, Hamotzi Bisratia. If you find it on the highway, you find something on a highway, Uflatia, or the town square where there's a lot of people, Gedola, a large one. When we call Malcolm Sharabim Mitsuyan Shem, like on the highway, there's a lot of people, or in the town square, there's a lot of people. Hare'elu Shalo, you can keep them, says Reb Shimon Elazar, because since they were found in such a public place, there's Yish. Now, in the first cases, there's Yish, because who thinks they're going to get the thing back from a lion, or a bear? You're Miyayish, you're not going to get that back. And from the ocean, you're not going to get it back. And in the public square, there's so many people there, so you're not going to get it back. So you can keep it. Oh, now the Gemara has five questions about this last piece of Reb Shimon Elazar. Iboilu. The Bnei HaYeshiva asked five questions about this. Kikam Reb Shimon Elazar. When Reb Shimon Elazar said, if you lose something in a place where there's a lot of people there, Barov Knanim, Aval Barov Yisrael Lo, is it only if they're mostly Goyim? Because the Goyim are going to take it and not return it. But if it's Rov Yisrael, but if there's mostly Jews, then maybe you're not Miyayish because the guy's going back. Oh, Dilma, I feel Rov Yisrael, not Miyayish. No, maybe even if there's a lot of Jews there, there's going to be some Jew who's not going to know the halacha, or he's not going to care about the halacha, and he's not going to, a guy's bad. Take a look at Tosfos, the one-liner. I feel Rov Yisrael, not Miyayish. No, maybe even if there's mostly Jews, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, you're allowed to keep it because the guy gave up hope. Why? If it's mostly Jews, why is the guy giving up hope? Zok Tosfos, I feel Rov Yisrael, not Miyayish. Havi Shalom, you can keep it. Why time? Because some idiot is going to find your thing and he's not going to be a nice guy and return it. He's going to grab your thing even by Jews. That's question number one. Im Tim Shalom, I feel Barov Yisrael Nami Omar. And if you tell me that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, even if there's many, many Jews there, the guy's Miyayish and you can keep it, plea your Abban Aleh Olo plea. Is that just Rabbi Shimon Elazar's Shita? Do the Chachamim disagree and say no? If there are a lot of Jews there, you have to be machriz. We don't assume the Jews are gonna do the wrong thing. Vimtim Saloma plige, and if you tell me the Chachamim do argue and say that you're not allowed to keep it if there's a lot of Jews there, Barov Yisrael, Vadai plige. So if they argue, they argue with Rov Yisrael, but Barov Kananim plige, lo plige. What about if there's a lot of Goyim? Does Rabbi Shimon Elazar argue, or does he say, no, the Goyim are not gonna, they're not gonna take something that's not theirs? Vimtim Salomar Pligi, and if you tell me that the Chachamim argue, Afilu Barov Kananim, they say even if there's a lot of Kananim there, they're not going to take your lost object. Halacha kamoso, ain't halacha kamoso. Do we follow Rav Shimon Elazar or do we not follow Rav Shimon Elazar? Now, l'chore, it should be obvious. Yachid v'rabim, halacha karabim. No, we shouldn't follow Rav Shimon Elazar. So the Rishonim say here, no. Says the Rashba, since Rav Shimon Elazar's logic is so compelling that if there's a lot of people there, so the guy's miyayish, so maybe even though Chachamim disagree, but his logic is compelling, we're going to follow him. By the way, Tosus and Kikam Rav Shim Barov Kananim asked another question. If there's a majority of Kananim, maybe you should be able to keep it because maybe the lost object came from a Kanani. Tosus asks, Kikam Rav Shim, V'mtomim came Matzarach, what do you need the reason? Because the Bailam are Misyashim. Why don't you say that maybe if you find something where it's Barov Kananim, maybe it didn't come from a Jew? Tosus answers, even if you know it came from a Jew, even if you know you dropped it in a place that's Rov Kananim, still, you could assume that the Kanani is going to take it, even if you know it's a Jew. So, and question number five, Vimtim's Lama Halach Kamoso, if you say that we follow Shimon Elazar, Dafka Barov Kananim, do we only follow Shimon Elazar, and you can keep it when it's mostly non-Jews, or Afilu Barov Yisrael, or do we follow Shimon Elazar even if it's mostly Jews? Do we assume the Jews are going to take it? And the guy's going to be miyayish because Mistama, the Jews are going to take it. Wow. I'm saying, wow, that we have nine guys learning together at 12:41. Unbelievable. Kadosh Baruch Hu, look how unbelievable your people are here. Look how unbelievable your children are here. 12:41, they're learning Gemara. Purim night. Unbelievable. What a schus. Tashma. Zok de Helaga. Gemara, let's come and bring a proof to one of these five questions. Again, we just asked five questions. Did Rav Shimon Elazar say it's halacha only Rov Kananim or even Rov Yisrael? And did the Chacham disagree? If they disagree, do they disagree by Rov Yisrael or even by Rov Kananim? If they argue by both, do we follow him or do we not follow him? If we follow him, do we follow him only Rov Kananim or even Rov Yisrael? Tashma, come and hear proof. Hamotzi mos batei kneses batei midrashos. Now this sounds like a place there's a lot of Jews. If you find money in a shul or in a base medrash, any place there's a lot of Jews, you can keep him. Now, who follows? Who says you're allowed to keep it where there's a lot of people? Rav Shimon Elazar. That it's not only with his Rov Goyim, even if it's Rov Yisrael, you can keep it. Says the Gemara. No, we're talking about money that was spread out, so there's no simon. Everyone agrees you can keep it, says the Gemara. Ibn Mufuzar, and so who cares that you found it, even if you found it in a place where there isn't Rabbim. Ibn Mufuzar, my ear, you're welcome to Rabbim Tzuyin Sham, I feel ain't a Rabbim Tzuyin Sham. There's no simon, so obviously you can keep it. Says Gemara, you're right. El Olam Bitstrua, no, we're talking about money that was tied up in a wallet. OMG, we're talking about a base Knesset of the non-Jews, like a place where non-Jews get together. Lav Dafka, a church, but just a base Knesset. That's where Rav Shimon Elazar is. So there's no riot. Maybe he told him because it's Rov Goyim. Says, well, what's a base Medrash of a Goyim? Bati Midrash to make a Nehmer? Bati Midrash is the Dan Diyasimu Kananim. No. It means that it's a base Medrash of Jews, but the security force are non-Jews. And they're, even though majority of people are Jews, but the security, the guys that go looking around, finding all the lost objects. So because it's non-Jews who are cleaning the place up, so it's considered as if it's Rov Goyim. So says the Ritva. Says the Gemara, you could, now that we got to this answer, and you can say the Jewish shuls, the Asibu Kananim, but the non-Jews are doing security. And they're the ones who are cleaning up the place. The non-Jews are the ones cleaning up the place, and then the ones who are going to find the lost object. So we have no raya. That was attempted raya number one. Now we'll do attempted raya number two. Tashma matza ba aveda. Let's say you have a city that Jews and non-Jews live in the city, and you find a lost object in the city. Im rov Yisrael, if the majority of people in the Jews are Jewish, then chayv lahachriz. Then you have to be machriz. You can't keep it. Imrov Kananim, Einu Chayv Lahachriz. If it's a majority of non-Jews, you don't have to be Machriz. Ah! So here you have it, black and white. Man Shamsi Damazin Masrubu. Who's the opinion that says we follow the majority, meaning that you follow many people? Rabbi Shimon Elazar. He says that if there's a lot of people, you could keep it. Shamsi and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Rov Kananim. only by Rov Kananim. Aval Barov Yisrael lo, says the Gemara, no. How many Rabbanim? Maybe the Mishnah's going like Chachamim. Says the Gemara, okay, well then you could at least prove Chachamim Shita. Tivshimina, to Modle Rabbanim Shemit Laza Barov Kananim. That by Rov Kananim, Chachamim agree that you can keep it. So, but yet we're not being poshuted from there. It doesn't sound like we're being poshuted. Ela la'olam Shemit Laza. Vafila Barov Yisrael Nami. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar really holds, even by Rov Yisrael, really you could keep it. So how come in this Mishnah, it's Rov Yisrael and you have to be Machriz? Hacha b'mayaskinan b'tamun. We're talking about that the money was covered over and it was dug underneath the ground and it was covered over. Says the Gemara, ibetamun, my avidite gabe. If it's covered over, why are you picking it up at all? You should leave it there. If you find a vessel in the garbage, mechusa lo yigabo, if it's covered over, don't touch it, because maybe the guy put it there because he hid it there. Megula, no tomachzer. If it was open, then you better save it. You better take it out there. Mi machriz, says the Gemara. Kedam Rav Papa, like Rav Papa gave an answer by a different case. Ba'ashba she'en asri lefanos, nimach lefanos. So we're talking about a garbage that normally people do not remove the garbage, but you changed your mind and you decided to remove the garbage. That's why you got to pick it up. It's a garbage that you don't usually remove the stuff from there, but now you decided to move it, and now look, you're removing your garbage, and you found this lost object in there. So, if you don't pick it up and be machriz it, so the owner's not gonna, it's gonna get thrown out. So that's why you'd be machriz here. But this is a special case, so you have no raya to our original story. That's answer number one. Actually, from this kasha, it was first we thought to give it a raya to him. Then we said, no, it's Rabbanon. So that's not a good raya. So then we gave an answer. Maybe it's hidden. But now we give another answer. Vibai say Malolam Rabbanon. No, really, it's the Chachamim's opinion. So it's not hidden. It's not dug under the ground. Okay, so can't you prove the Chachamim agree by Rov Nachrim that you get to keep it? Or it says, no. Miktani Hein Shalo. It doesn't say you get to keep it. If you find it in the Gaiish city, so maybe you're not allowed to keep it, but you're not chayv to be machriz. Why? Since it's mostly non-Jews, maybe it fell from a non-Jew and you have no chayv to return it. So, yaniach, so just leave it by you. And if a Jew comes and gives a simon, so you'll give it to him, because then it turns out it came from a Jew. Kasha, raya number three. Tashma, raya number three. Dumer of Asi, Matzachav is Yain Beirshim Ruba Kananim. If you find a barrel of wine in a city that's mostly non-Jews, Mutaris Mishum Metzia, you are allowed to keep it. You don't have to be Machos because it's mostly non-Jews. Vasur Bahana, but since it's mostly non-Jews, maybe it's wine from a non-Jew. It's Yain Nesach. So you can't drink it, but you own it. So the Gemara is going to ask, so then what can you do with it? And if a Jew comes and says, no, it's mine, and he gives a simon, you're allowed to keep it, and you're even allowed to drink it, because it belonged to the Jew, but since it's a city that's mostly non-Jews, he's meyayish. Says, come on, Reb Shimon Elazar. Oh, this is like Reb Shimon Elazar, that it's a city that's mostly non-Jews, you're allowed to keep it. Shmamina, come Shimon Elazar, Barov Kananim, Aval Barov Yisrael, lo. The only reason you're allowed to keep it is because it's a city majority of non-Jews. Answers the Gemara, Allah, Rav Shimon Elazar, I feel Rav Yisrael Namikar. No, maybe Rav Shimon Elazar says you could keep it even if it was mostly Jews. Rav Asi, who was given this answer, Rav Asi, Sover Lakavasi Bechada, Polagale Bechada. Maybe Rav Asi only holds that it's a city of non-Jews, but Rav Shimon Elazar himself would hold even in the city of Jews you could keep it. So we have no raya. Now, the Gemara just goes back on this. No, wait, if we suspected it was wine that came from non-Jews, it's aser bana, so muteres mishum tzi lamai hilchasa. So then what are you allowed to do with it? Says, well, Rav Ashi lekan kana. No, you could keep the barrel. You can't drink the wine, but you can keep the barrel. Now the Gemara is going to bring a story to try to prove. We tried three proofs. We don't really have any proofs. Now the Gemara is going to tell a story to try to prove. Says the Gemara story time. A guy found four zuz tied up in a handkerchief in the river. He went and confronted Rabbi Yehuda. He said, you have to go be machrizit. What? Vazuta shal yama was in the middle of the river. The guy's miyayish. Says the Gemara, shine in the harbir. In this particular river, came to Miska lo miyayish. There was a lot of stones and rocks blocking the river, so it was easy for stuff to get stuck there, and therefore, the owner is not miyayish. Says Gemara, Aruba knananin, but aren't most of the people on the river non-Jews, so she should be miyayish. Shema mina, ain't alach korbishim, but loz afil barov kananim. Sounds like it is rov kananim, so we're not miyayish. Says Gemara, no, but the people who would clean up the river were Jews. The Jews would dredge the river, and the Jews would clean up the river. So stuff would get stuck on the rocks, and the Jews would clean it up. So that's why you're not miyayish. And that's why you got to give it back, even though it's mostly Goyim on the river, but it was the Jews who cleaned it up. So they're going to find the Metziah, and therefore the guy's not going to be miyayish. Says the Gemara, first of all, since the Jews are the ones who dredged the river, maybe the Metziah came from a Jew. And since the Jews clean it up, he's not going to be miyayish. He's going to assume my Jewish friend is going to find the money. Another story, similar. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind Shmuel in the marketplace where they sell wheat for like porridge or oatmeal, cereal. Amar lei, Rabbi Yehuda asked Shmuel, Matzah kananiki. Let's say we would find a wallet filled with money here. Mahu, can I keep it? Amar lei, harei l'shalo. Shmuel says, yeah, you can keep it. Ba yisrael v'nasim b'simen mahu. What about if a Jew came along and gave a simen? Amar lei, chayv l'hachzer. Then you'd have to give it back. Says Gemara, tarte. That's two opposite piskei halacha. First you tell me I can keep it. Then you tell me if a Jew gives a simen, I give it back. I thought you told me he was miyayish. I'm allowed to keep it. Answer the Gemara Malay, Shmuel said, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. As far as the halach is concerned, you can keep it. But to return it, you want to be a nice guy. If the Jew gave a simon, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, if you want to go above and beyond, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, you should give it back. And the Gemara tells another story back. Yihad Avod Shmuel Ashkachani Chamrit B'Madbura. Like the following story that Shmuel's father found donkeys straying in the desert. And they were gone for 12 months and nobody came to claim them for 12 months. And then after 12 months, the owner came and claimed them and he gave them back. Even though for sure the owner had been miyayish, but he found the rightful owner, lifnim mishuras hadin. He did it from mishuras hadin. There's a guy in DR, there's one of the DRS kid who left his Megillah last year in DRS. And I keep on sending emails. Did anybody see this? So no kid found it. So tonight, he came back a year later to DRS, and I kept on saying, anyone who lost the Megillah? And sure enough, the kid said, oh, I just remembered. Last year, I left my Megillah here. A year later, I was zeichet to be mekayim in the midst of Hashavas Aveidah 1 year after the guy lost it. Rav Avishalka Vazabah said, Rav Nachman Shukha Digulday. Rav was walking behind Rav Nachman in the marketplace, in the shoemaker marketplace. Apparently, they had one marketplace for selling wheat and another one for selling shoes. Some say it was the alley of the rabbis, the marketplace of the rabbis. I guess it was the kolel store. I don't know, kol save, whatever. Amalei, matzah kananiki kimah. What if we found a wallet filled with money here? Am I allowed to keep it? Amalei, harei l'shalo, you can keep it. What about if a Jew came and gave a simon? Amalei, harei l'shalo, you can keep it. Ay, v'alo omid v'tzoveach. But isn't the guy yelling and screaming that he wasn't miyayish? Answered Rav Nachman, yeah, he's yelling and screaming just like he would yell and scream if his house burned down or if his boat sunk at sea. But at the end of the day, he was miyayish. You know, he gave up hope. He gave up hope in this place. It's Hefker. Hahu dayo deshalka bisser b'shuk v'shadi b'tzniyasa debay bar marion. A certain vulture who took meat from the marketplace and threw it in somebody's backyard. Also, so the guy came in front of Abai. Am I allowed to keep it? I'm allowed to zil shkol nafshak. You're allowed to keep the meat. Why somebody would want to keep the meat that came from the mouth of a vulture in his backyard, I don't know, but he's allowed to keep the meat. I have a rubber di strong in it, but the marketplace is mostly Jews. Shabbos not luck, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Fila Barov Yisrael. Oh, can we say that even in a place with this majority of Jews, so you're allowed to keep it? Says the Gemara, no, shiny diode de gazuda shayam dummy. In the mouth of a vulture, he's for sure, even usually if it's mostly Jews, if you find something, you have to be machrez. But in this case, where it was in the mouth of the vulture, that's like zuto shayam. The guy gave up hope of ever finding it again. Aye, Amar Rav. Umar says, forget about how can Abaye be mati this food for eating? Well, Amar Rav, Basar Shenasayim and Ayin Asar. But didn't Rav say that food, that meat that went out of a Jew's eyes, so it's Asar, maybe the bird switched this meat for another piece of meat. How do you know it was a kosher piece of meat? Answer the Gemara, Ba'omin Vareo. No, you saw all along, you saw the vulture that he, you were watching him all along, so it never left your sight. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanina Matza Gedi Shachet Bein Tfer Litzipor. Rav Chanina found a slaughtered goat between, on the highway, between Tveria and Tzipor. Viti Rulo. The rabbi said he could eat it. Amar Abami. Hiti Rulo Mishum Metzia. No. They said he owns it. Rabbi Shimon Lazar. Umishum Shchita. They allowed him even to eat it, assuming that it was shechted properly. Rabbi Chanina. A person who lost his goat or his sheep, and he found that they were shechted. He doesn't know whether they were shechted kalacha. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, who says you can't eat. Rabbi Chanani ben Osher Begliyah Matir. I'm a Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's right that they're treif kishematzon ba'ashba. If you found them in the garbage, Divrei Rabbi Chanani ben Osher Rabbi Yosef Begliyah kishematzon ba'bayis. If you find them in the house, probably they were shechted properly. Says Gemara, meat to eat, Yerulo Mishum Shechita, from the fact that they permitted you to shecht it, Ruba Yisrael Ninu, must be that the goat was found in a place that was mostly Jews. Shamas Mina, so we can have a Raya, Halacha Mishum and Lazar, Afila Barov Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no. Amarav Arov Kanana, maybe it was a place that was mostly non-Jews, but Varov Tabacha Yisrael, but the slaughterers were Jews. So you can keep it because it's Rov Kananim. But the meat is mutter because most of the shochtim were Jews, and therefore it was nishchat kalacha. But if it was a place that was Rov Yisrael, maybe you'd have to be machriz. You couldn't keep it. Says Gemara, Rabbi Ami Ashkech Pargios Shchutos. He found little chicks that were slaughtered on the highway between Tzipori and Tzipori. Also, the Kamei Rav Asi. He said, am I allowed to keep it? I'm allowed to keep it. Rabbi Yochan, some say it was in front of Yochan. Amila, Bei Midrasha. Some people say he came to ask him the Beis Medrash. You can keep them, says the Ravid on this Gemara, quoted by the Rashba. Must be that this was a place that was majority Yisrael. You can't say it's Rov Nachum and mostly Jewish Sheikhtim, because by birds, usually everybody shechts it on its own, you don't bring it to the Sheikhtim. And therefore, it's Mashma from here that the Allah is like Shimon, even by Rov Yisrael. That's the Ravid. But the Rashba says, why didn't the Gemara say, oh, you see a riot, like the Gemara has been doing the whole daf. Why didn't it say, oh, you see a riot from here, that even by Rov, that Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, by Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. So the Rashba says, from the fact that the Gemara does not say that, maybe it's Rov Goyim, but most of the Tzayadim, most of the hunters were Yisrael, even though it's a place that's mostly Goyim, but most of the trappers and the hunters were Yisrael, and they would shecht it on their own. Or another answer could be, that they only permitted it Mishum Metzia, but really they didn't let him eat it. However, Milashana Gemara sounds like that it can mamish eat it. And the last case of the daf, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Ashkach Kibura Da'azli Be'azli. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka found a ball of spun threads that they would use to make nets. He said, can I keep it? Asal Kamed Rabbi Yochan. So Yitzchak Nafka came to ask Rabbi Yochan. Amila Bebe Midrasha. Some say came to ask Rabbi Yochan. Amila Zil Shkola Nafshach. You can keep it for yourself. The guy's Miyayish. Rabosai, we will stop here. Thank you so much for joining. Tomorrow morning, where's Rabbi Mordechai? Who's going to daven at the 6:30 minyan tomorrow morning? Is anyone davening?
I'll be there.
Svika, so what time is that minyan going to end? Around 7:30? Is that the right time?
I think laning's around 7 o'clock.
So 7:30 makes sense, no? Maybe a little later?
Lasker reads pretty fast.
Yeah, so I want to give the shiur in my house tomorrow morning. It's right across the street from the shul, because there's no Wi-Fi in the shul. The Wi-Fi is broken. Everyone's welcome. My wife already okayed it. You can come to my house. Assume we're going to have the daf in my house at around 7:30, or whenever the minyan ends, whenever the first minyan ends, probably around 7:30. Tzvika, right around 7:30, maybe it will be 7:35, the latest, I assume you're around 7:30. Okay, so you're all welcome to come. I'm not sure how much food I'll have for you, but You're welcome to come. Afrelechem Purim, agut devach.
Afrelechem Purim.
Have a good
Afrelechem Purim. Awesome job, Chevra. Thank you so much.